William, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Doc?
Well, I'm waiting for the sun to come out, aren't you?
Well, no, I run from it.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
The cooler it is, the better I like it. Anyway, I'm calling today about, I get swelling in the lower part of my legs, just up from the ankles, you know, or on top of the boot line.
Yeah.
And so during the work day, they swell up. I get home, and when I go to bed, they return to normal. And I now have, you know, discoloration, like bruising.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't go away. And so my doctor put me on a second blood pressure medicine. And after a logical conversation with him about treating a mechanical issue with chemicals, he said, okay, use compression socks. Well, it's still not working. And it's
yeah.
Nothing. So what am I supposed to do for that?
Okay, a couple of thoughts, sir. You've been to the doctor. I'm glad to hear that. You checked with him. There's no signs of any heart failure, no signs of kidney failure, or anything else that would allow water to accumulate in your body. The doctor has checked you for those, I'm pretty sure. So if we...
No heart failure. I am spilling proteins. I've been spilling proteins for quite a number of years, and all he does is just keep checking it every 6 months.
Sir. If you're spilling proteins, the yep. kidneys are leaky, and that accumulation of water in your legs could just... I'm sorry, your lower legs could simply be... a reflection of early kidney failure. It's not kidney failure bothering you now, but, 15 years down the road, might be dialysis time or something. So I'd really get in to see a natural medicine doctor who can very frequently help you to reverse the protein leakage. I'm not going to tell you reverse it all the way back to normal, but Dr. Lamson and I at the Toma Clinic have a publication you can find in PubMed. It's on three individuals who came in the early stages of kidney failure and got it turned around back to normal. And no, that does not work every time, but it did work in these three folks. I just don't like hearing about protein leaking through the kidneys. It means those kidneys are starting to slip. I'm sorry, sir. Now, I'm not going to tell you that's the entire thing. Let me give you one other alternative that sometimes is quite a help to accumulation of, basically, this is lymphatic fluid in the lower legs, and that is you get to your computer and you put in Lymphatic Drainage Specialist Seattle. Those are people who know how to massage the lymphatic channels that you can't even see, but somehow they've learned exactly where they run and they know how to massage them. And they sometimes can massage them well enough so that they drain the lymph from the lower legs better. No kidding. I've seen people go from... from a larger circumference of the ankle due to the swelling to a small circumference just after lymphatic massage. It's called, done by a lymphatic drainage specialist. Now, that isn't going to fix your kidneys. I would not just do lymphatic massage. I don't do it, by the way. You have to find a lymphatic drainage specialist. But I wouldn't do it on myself without also consulting with a doctor who knows what they're doing about trying to get those kidneys to not leak so much, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you much for the information.
You're welcome, sir. And Dr. Lamson, who wrote that article with me, he's still working down at the Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila, just in case.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.